Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 28, 2023. When will the truth be revealed to us? Question. There is a saying, human disputes are endless, not because it is impossible to find the truth but because those who argue are looking not for truth but for self-affirmation. Is this visible to the naked eye today? Answer, of course. Question, is it ever possible to find the truth in our world? Answer, it is impossible in our world because we do not see the whole world. How can we find the truth? The world's truth cannot be attained if there is a concealed world before you. How can this be? Question, do I have to reveal the whole world, and then will I find the truth? Answer, yes. Only a small part of it is revealed to you if you can say that it is revealed. From it, you have to guess and unravel the whole world. Question, in this case, do we even need to search for the truth? Answer, you will not find it otherwise. And you have to find it. It is the search for truth, that is, the search for the Creator, the force that holds it all, that alone can lead a person to understand the meaning of life, the truth of life. Question, then, going back to the beginning, directly to this aphorism, let us say people are sitting at a table and want to come to some kind of solution to find the truth. What should they do to find it? Answer, I do not think when they are just sitting around a table they can find something. I believe that this goal can be achieved by each person in his inner exploration of himself and the world, and not when he sits with others and they only confuse each other. Question, in this case, we cannot come to any common agreement at all. How can we come to some kind of peace as a result? I call this the truth. To reach a common consent, at least. How? Answer, only if we seriously start to come closer to each other and want absolute good for each other. Only in this case. Question, when they sit down, do they want good for themselves? But after they sit together for some time, should they come to the conclusion of I want the good for the other? Answer, I have to accept the desires of others as my own, and so does everyone sitting at the table. Question, is this called that we are getting closer to the truth? Answer, yes. Question, then, is it possible to come closer to it? Answer, yes, this is the only way. Question, will we ever come closer to it? Answer, I think so. We just need to go through a few more unpleasant moments that will show us that there is no other way to solve our problems. Then we will rise to a state where we will solve not our own problems, but the problems of the whole world. Then we will succeed. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 17, 2023. At the mercy of nature. Question, how should a person conduct inner work to understand that there is no turning back and we need to break through into spirituality? Answer, humanity must understand this partly from the blows of fate and partly from our explanations. Today, many scientists engaged in sociology, politics, and economics say that we have become closed into one common whole and therefore cannot escape at all. No one wins by robbing someone, it very quickly becomes a disadvantage for him. In the global system, I cannot play at protectionism because it will come back to me like a boomerang. I cannot separate myself from everyone else. One country cannot isolate itself from others because the system is closed. It is the same natural system, we can't not breathe. Why is the banking system unable to do anything with money, distribution, or the economy? Because they are under the control of the same closed system of nature, and only today are they beginning to realize it. We are all at the mercy of nature. We just need to understand this, feel what our capabilities are and what tools we have in our hands to improve society, raise the standard of living, make the country more powerful, including security, and so on. We just need to understand how to improve the forces that are working today in the system of mankind and in its separate systems within the countries. If we do not learn this, then we will all suffer greatly. From CapTV's I Got a Call. An injection in the eye, July 16, 2011. What legacy are we leaving to our children? Question: how do we affect water? Through what? Answer: through our thought and our physical actions. We treat bodies of water as a landfill into which we can dump everything. Look at what is happening to the oceans. They already have areas that are garbage dumps. When the garbage settles to the depths, including plastics that never disappears and other waste, it lies on the ocean floor, covers corals, and prevents fish from burrowing into the sand. In general, this is a terrible thing. What we have done is irreversible. It can only be corrected through our inner attitude. When, at the human level, we begin treating each other with care and love, then we will call forth certain forces in nature, and all indestructible waste will disappear. Today we have already crossed the point of bifurcation and are moving toward death, irrevocably so, without any possibility of going back. On the inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels, we have messed up everything. In the public area, we also, as they say, have reached the end. There is only a world war before us, nothing more. If we can turn ourselves back, then, of course, we will change something. But if not, as Kabbalah says, here will be the place of our burial. It makes no sense to create a family and give birth to children in such conditions. Therefore, a person instinctively understands, why should I do this? That is, people who do not have the Kabbalistic methodology but look at the world realistically, understand, I live involuntarily. I would like to live normally, quietly, calmly, die in due time, and that is it. But why children? Why give birth to them, and what to do with them? This is how the gradual extinction of humanity occurs. From CapTV's I Got a Call. The Great Mystery of Water, August 20, 2011. Can a Kabbalistic teacher be wrong? Question: can the teacher himself make mistakes on the spiritual path? Answer: he can, but certainly not at your level, only at his own level, where he constantly makes mistakes and constantly corrects himself. Naturally. Absolutely correct. You cannot take a single right step without tripping and checking, why did I fall? What is the matter? It should have been done like this. I will redo it now, and you are doing it right. The next step is the same. Any degree, any state begins with the revelation of an error in it. According to the same principle, our earthly nature develops when the next degree negates the previous one, annuls it. This is the recognition of the previous degree as a mistake in relation to me but not in relation to the state when I was at the previous degree. CapTV's I Got a Call. How can you be trusted? August 27, 2011. Useful mistakes. Question: how can a person be initially protected from mistakes on the spiritual path? Answer: there is no way. He is like a child, until he bumps his head and breaks a couple of glasses, he will not succeed. This is how we live, only by recognizing our mistakes. However, we can create such an environment that these mistakes will be minimal, and it will be possible to learn from them instantly. It depends on the environment. But it is impossible to protect against mistakes. The child must fall, otherwise, he will not take care of himself. He must prick himself, hit himself, otherwise, he will not understand what this is. It is impossible to raise it in a closed capsule. Then he is a person unfit for life. He must reach his destination. To do this, he needs to accumulate a certain amount of impressions in order to work with them. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Harmful Pity, August 22, 2011. In spirituality, the main thing is quality. Comment: we get new people in the world group all the time. Some of them disappear somewhere, but there is always some kind of backbone that practically does not change. My response: I do not control it, it does not depend on me. I give what I give. A person listens. If it is close to a person's soul and it has already developed to such a level that he can continue further, then he stays. If not, he leaves. If he can annul himself a little in front of a group that has already been formed, he stays. If not, he spins in outer orbits. He comes once every couple of months for holidays or congresses, virtually participates in some kind of communication, and that is all. There are many of them, I do not count them. I am not interested in quantity at all. In spirituality, the most important thing is quality. That is why I go forward all the time, dragging the others with me, pushing them. I see my main job in this. After all, what you put into others remains and does not die with the death of the human body. It goes further in the entire cycle of souls and brings all mankind closer to the goal. This is the most important work. In addition, we do the same work at the level of the broad masses of the population, that is, we distribute the science of Kabbalah in a more acceptable form for them. The internet and social networks are ripe for this. We see that more and more people agree with us, understand that this is necessary, and that in this way they are given a very serious opportunity to advance to the extent of their participation in the distribution of our materials in virtual networks. They will really be able to advance because they really participate in the unification of the world. From CabTVs I got a call. Leitman's Millions, July 23, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why is there still antisemitism and what can we do to stop it? Antisemitism will not end until humanity develops to its final harmonious and peaceful state of balance with nature. Why? It is because human egoistic nature, which makes us wish to enjoy at the expense of others, pits us up in opposition to nature, which is an altruistic force. The desire to come into balance with nature is present in people only as a tiny point, and this desire lies dormant in most people underneath layers of egoistic desires. This tiny point of a desire is rooted in the altruistic force of nature. Thus, our egoistic nature hates this desire, without knowing why. That is the root of antisemitism, and it makes people come up with all kinds of reasons for hating Jews: that they steal, plunder, and lie, or that they have long noses, ears, horns, and so on. Today, humanity needs upgraded explanations as to the reason and purpose for its existence, to understand the processes taking place at the level of its desires. The more we understand how nature works on us, and how we can optimally adjust our attitudes to the trajectory of development we find ourselves in, the more we will spare ourselves from all kinds of blows. Nonetheless, we can expect more suffering to befall humanity, which will also help us all wake us to a new kind of perception and sensation where we balance ourselves with nature's altruistic force. Based on CabTVs I got a call. Hatred of the Jews with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on May 14, 2011. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.